closer.
It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAonline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
Okay, here we go. It's time again for another broadcast. And I've got people listening. I'm very excited. This is really starting to grow, and I'm looking forward to it growing and continuing to grow and getting better and better. And we are starting to cover some serious issues, which, of course, is the entire goal. If you want to write me lowdowndavid@gmail.com, and we will cover the topics you want to cover. Now, I stumbled across a topic that I will be continuing to push, although obviously not too far, because I immediately received a response from my emails to them saying, no, we're not interested at this time. Now, I can't go into too much, and as far as the last issue we were talking about, the dating site, things don't seem to be going too harmoniously at this time. I have not heard back. I'm hoping to hear from them. We will cover the fact that perhaps they are biased towards height. We'll see if we can actually get an interview with the owner, or at least a spokesperson from that show. But I found a very interesting listing on Craigslist, and I'm not going to be surprised if I find out the people who put the posting up are listening now, because I wrote them a letter immediately and said, hey, this sounds like and I actually said it like that. I said, hey, this sounds like something that would be great for my podcast. And I wanted to know that it wasn't an attack podcast. It was a very light, humorous, probably not too informative podcast. I didn't put that, but we all know the truth if you're listening. And I wanted to talk to them. Now, here's the ad. Midget dwarf talent needed in Las Vegas. Who we are, what we do. We are a promotional talent and marketing agent specializing in midgets and dwarf talent. We pay excellent by industry standards and have ongoing opportunities for the right people needed. Dwarves, midget, and little people as brand ambassadors for the May 5th Cinco de Mayo bar hopping promotional liquor event. Doesn't name the liquor, I don't believe. I have not seen that yet. We are looking for male or female dwarfs, midgets, or little people talent 4'10 or shorter. That is Caucasian, African American, Asian, or Hispanic, 21 years of age or older. Very motivated, happy, energetic, interactive people, persons who sometimes, and someone that likes to work with crowd at parties. They are needed to work in the Las Vegas area Monday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, for a 4-hour shift, meeting and greeting, mixing and mingling, handing out liquor premiums and souvenirs, taking photos with customers and patrons. They'll work as the client's character as a dwarf in a sombrero and poncho provided by our client, promoting Mexican liquor while bar hopping with a group of team captains from the client's liquor company. We have discussed this sort of thing before. Personally, kind of bugs me. And yet, you know, if someone wants to get the work, I can't fault them for that. I don't know. I'm still on the fence on that, because as an actor, you use the skills that are given you. You use the type that is given you. And yet that to me, and I believe the majority of my crowd would probably agree, my audience, they would agree that that sounds and is tempered as slightly demeaning. I don't know. Now, you see, my dad, who's listening right now, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but when I was a very small child, possibly even before I was born, he would put on his bagpipes kilt, wear his bagpipes, and go down to a laundry service that actually had a Scotsman as their trademark. That's not the same thing. They're not going, hey, you caveman, come to our insurance commercial if they had cavemen. They're not using the type. They're using a character. And this, I don't know. I'm torn with that. But maybe you guys can help me out, and I would love to cover that. I did send them an email because they left an email right here. I'm not going to push it by saying what their email is or what the name of the agency is. But I have noticed they've been putting ads out quite a bit all over Craigslist. You could probably search for dwarf talent needed, and you would come up with 5 or 6 postings. Now, that tells me that perhaps they haven't been getting the response they wanted. So who knows? Maybe it will be self-serving and just immediately disappear. And maybe they'll hear me talking about them on the podcast and get in touch and go, hey, cease and desist. In which case I'll say, this is topical. It's in the news. I'm not telling anything that I didn't see. And it is. I didn't give away the phone number, which is right here on the posting. I didn't give away the email, which is right here. But, you know, I would love to talk to them to find out how much work they give to Midget Dwarf Talents and if that's their agency that actually handles it. Their email certainly seems like it could be because they use the term. So, moving on, we have a very interesting interview coming up this podcast with a friend, Paul Packler, who is an actor in New York. He's got a great deal of success going on right now. I happen to work with Paul on, and now this is kind of odd following that whole rampage. I worked with Paul as a dwarf in Snow White at Disneyland, and he wanted to get on the podcast, and so I have invited him to talk to me, and now, ladies and gentlemen, here is that interview with the oh-so-talented, and please, if you're a casting director or a producer, contact me, and I'll put you in touch with Paul, and I'll get 10%. And now here's Paul.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, David. How's it going?
It's going well. Welcome to the Lowdown. Good to have you on our lovely podcast.
Good to be here. I've listened to more than 60% of your podcast, so I'm very excited to be on.
Well, that's probably more than the majority of the crowd has listened to it.
Well, I figured if I was going to be on, I had to do my research and stuff like that. It wasn't out of enjoyment or anything. It was purely mercenary. So
you did? Are you saying you didn't enjoy my podcast? Okay. Well, I guess I'm
editing. They're good. They're very good. They're very good. The ones where other people are on with you are the best ones. So
you're saying, wait, you're saying me just chattering about nothing isn't good enough for you to listen?
Well, when you were talking about the Weekly World News and that one, I thought that was entertaining, but, you know, then you being like, oh, I've got a new microphone or stuff like, oh, tell Wally I said hello. Hey, Wally.
He can't, I don't think he can hear the, can you, hold on, let me see, can you hear the phone conversation? No, he can't.
Okay, well, tell him I said hello.
If Paul says hi. Yeah, he has no idea who you are. That's okay. But we should tell people, before we get too much further into it, I've worked with Paul. Paul is a short-statured individual. I've never discussed how tall people are. I don't think that's important.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was important. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think I have ever said, well, I'm talking to so-and-so and he's 2 point, you know, I have discussed who other people are as far as short-statured goes, but we all know who short-statured are. And, you know, I think I've talked to you in the past about how I'm never aware of the fact I'm a short-statured person, really, in general, until perhaps I see a picture or look at a mirror of me standing next to somebody.
Right, right.
But I happen to know you're a short-statured person in the fact that we have worked together in essentially a show that more short-statured people should have done than we really technically qualify.
We really got away with thousands of dollars of money that should have gone to shorter people.
Wait a minute, you got that much money?
I didn't even have an agent. They just gave it to me. They liked me so much.
Wow.
So. Are we allowed to say who we worked for?
I don't think anybody at Disney would care that you were in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Because
exactly, I was Dopey. I was the original Dopey.
Yes. The original one. Now, you see, I didn't even know that.
You're kidding. That's why everybody thought I was so cool, was because I came up with all those bits, and that's why they were always like, oh, what does Paul think? What's Paul doing?
You see, I just thought it was because you were the best. I didn't realize it was because you were the original.
Original and best, see? That's how they go together.
Okay, because I know some original people who weren't necessarily the best. We didn't work with them the entire season.
So. No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Now,
but they're good people, nonetheless.
And you, as you said, you played Dopey.
Right.
You actually played several roles, though, didn't you?
No, they only had me play that for the longest time. I had to complain in order to play a bashful, just because I didn't want to be jumping around as much. I was getting older, you know.
Yeah, and
I think I was 24 at that point, and they were... I had a cane and everything, so...
Well, as you know, I got to play several of those roles, but...
Yes, you were much better than me, that's why, that's what happened.
I knew that, but I wasn't going to say that. I think that's kind of... But now, it's interesting, because I don't think... Did we ever get any trouble, any grief, for actually not technically being dwarves? I don't recall.
No, you know, honestly, I think before the show started with all of those Disney sites, all the fan things,
yes,
there might have been people asking if there were going to be... I don't know what the term for maybe dwarf, but little person, you know, any whatever, what have you, that they would be looking for. I think that there were rumors going around that there would be, but I was pretty much the shortest of all of them when the show opened.
Yeah,
so it wasn't...
if I recall, yeah. That's, and I was actually, oddly enough, one of the taller of the,
right.
the cast.
Right. So, yeah. So it might have been something that they talked about when they first conceived the show idea, but it never came to fruition, so.
Yeah. But now, have you ever, in your existence, felt as though you were being slighted as being a short-statured person? What problems have you dealt with as a short-statured person?
In life, or in...
No, outside of life.
Outside in space, what did you experience being a short person?
Assuming you mean between career and life, as opposed
right, exactly. But it's all one to me. I really don't differentiate between roles and my own personality.
I'm alive, my career is dead, so that's why I just there's a difference there. Okay,
well, given time, I might be able to catch up. I might be able to get there, but. Not really at all. I mean, growing up, it was never a problem. In general, as an adult, it really hasn't been a problem. The only time it was, like I said, I think we talked about this earlier today, was just in high school and dating, you know, and stuff. And girls would, you know, girls mature faster than guys. And so, you know, I looked like I was 10 years old. And I looked, not only was I short, but I also looked young. And so, you know, they're trying to get guys that are older. I look like I'm 9 years old, and I'm like, hey, you want to go out on a date? We go to the movies, and I can, whatever. So,
did you always have that high a voice as you were dating? Because that
I did
been...
until I was 15. I sounded like I was Mickey Mouse, and then
wow. Well,
yeah,
it was... you worked for Disney later on, then, because that's a nice
look at how ironic, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, I'd never even, like you said, thought about being short. It was just never, it was always the way it was, so there was no surprise or anything.
Now, you've actually been cast in movies where you played younger than you were due to the fact that you were of short stature, though, am I right?
That's right, yeah. I did this one movie where I was 14 at the time, and I was playing a 7 to 10-year-old, so just to show that I looked young and also was very short, so...
And that's why in the entertainment business, we may not have been affected so much because we tend to use our physical attributes as a bonus. I mean, I've never really felt slighted in the fact that I'm short, I didn't get that role because, I mean, there are roles I didn't get because of my skin color.
Right, exactly. You and I will never play Stanley Kowalski, but that's all right.
Well, actually, in community theater, we
play Kowalski. Man, I didn't know that you played that. Is that what happened? Did you end up at the Santiago Canyon Community College? You played Stanley Kowalski.
Perhaps in the college career as well. But
that's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
As we get in the professional area, they tend to say, you know, you need to be of certain height for this role. But more, you know, a lot of short-statured actors... In the old days, especially, when they would make them stand on apple boxes or put the co-star in a ditch to make
right.
them, you know, to eat.
Well, you worked at Universal, the thing about how they made the right side of the street smaller for the men and then the left side taller, you know, the buildings.
That's absolutely right. I'd completely forgotten that.
Yeah,
Forced perspective to make you look taller. Yeah,
exactly. And Tom Cruise, he's, you know... dating, you know, Amazon women, and then they make him look tall.
And he is only 4'6", something like
no,
that?
No, he's 4'3", actually.
Four, okay,
he's just
see?
Very lucky. That's the trick.
Depends on who you talk to, I guess. So, basically, it's interesting that, I mean, we have been talking and dealing with several people who had issues, and I'm glad to do the podcast. I'm really hoping this does help people out. And yet, I do feel slightly outside of the loop. And granted, I haven't spoken to a lot of people, but it seems as though the issue's really with the idiots that tend to think, well, you're shorter, you must be dumber, or along that line.
Right,
and
right.
I did deal with that to a degree in high school, and possibly even college, but I guess realizing it was a strength as opposed to a weakness, it kind of just rolled right off me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you have the same sort of issue? Did you get picked on? Your height?
No, you know, because I was remembering when you talked about being shoved into a locker, and I actually, I remember in middle school, I made people put me into a locker. I said, put me in this locker, and then I would have them put a pencil where the lock would go, and I could fit inside and then get out, and it was like a magic trick.
Wow.
So, like, I was like, you know, I could, like, get the thing and then go through, and I thought it was so cool that I could fit inside, but...
Yeah, I mean, in the same sense, that when they did shove me in a locker, I must admit, I think, actually, to laughing. Because, I mean, they were picking on me because I was small, but they also knew I could take it. And so,
right.
You know, it was just like, let's get him for that. But it's interesting that you actually asked to be shoved in a locker.
I was like, please, I can fit. Just try. There's a picture of me in college trying to fit into a washing machine. I was drunk, but at the same time,
very
that's pretty cool. I fit everything except for my head. It was pretty impressive.
And you can actually take abuse, and you ended up working for Disney, which really probably helped you in the long run.
See? I was ready. I was ready to be thrown around and everything, just
wow.
like a washing machine. But what I was going to say was, I just totally lost my train of thought, but I feel bad that both you and I can't really expound much upon the negative attributes for people listening that would be, you know, of that situation that, you know...
Actually, I think we have a solution, and we are running out of time, but I think the solution is how we both dealt with it. It was, we used it as a strength, and we dealt with it in a sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it never really bothered us.
Right.
And I think that the few that I've talked to all seem to lean into the fact that, you know what, it's the other people that have the issue with it, and I think that's a lesson learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I were a kid going, oh man, I'm short, and I hear somebody saying, yeah, you're short, so? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
not only is it a plus, but there are people who truly have issues that, you know, we don't have. And you can always
right.
look at somebody else and go, I'm blessed. And that's, you know, that's the way I've always thought about it.
Everybody has something. Everybody
yeah.
has something that they can, that holds them back from what they think, whatever.
I mean, the height thing to me, I would much rather be able to walk under a doorway with plenty of room than realize every doorway I have to go under, I have to duck.
Exactly. That's true.
So, anyway. Well, as I said, we are very short on time, but I do like talking to you. You're no longer out here in the lovely Pasadena, California area.
I'm in New York. I'm in the dirty, gritty city.
And enjoying every minute of it. And
every minute. I love it. I wear black turtlenecks all the time. I smoke cigarettes and drink coffee and yell at people.
And I'd love to, you know, show a clip, but it's a podcast, so I can't.
Totally. So.
All right, well, good talking to you, and we shall have this conversation again. We shall continue keeping in touch with my New York friend.
Excellent. Very good. Thanks so much, David, and
Thanks.
Hello to everybody in radio land, sort of.
It's a podcast. All right. See you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And that was Paul Packler, my friend from New York. And we're going to be having more interviews and more exciting news coming your way. We're going to cover topics that you may not even know about. But if you do know about a topic, please write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, The Lowdown. And I hope that you continue to listen and especially have a great day. Thank you. I'm David. Goodbye.